So yeah, give God thanks. Give God thanks. And another example of is was that last year we had really dry weather, and just from being around my cousin who wants to farm and other people that I know who do farm, they were talking about how their soybeans or whatever crop, you know, they were slow about growing. They grew, but the amount that they grew and the speed that they grew was, I tell you what, better example, your grass in your yard. When it rains a whole lot, how often do you mow? Remember at the end of the year last year, I ain't crank up a mow for a month or two. But now I can't mow fast enough, you know. So how much are you gonna water your seed? How fast? I mean, we think time is on God. How long it takes for us to harvest is on God. It's on you. What are you doing while you're waiting? All right. So, anyways, water your seed, praise, thanking God, keeping the word in your mouth, and by all means, don't give up. Don't faint. Don't stop doing what's working, even though you can't tell it's working. It's working because the word told you it will work. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to go by is the word said this will work. So I guess got to keep doing this. So don't faint. Don't give up. And then when harvest time, your harvest is fully grown, and it's harvest time, it ain't God's job to bring you the harvest. The soybeans don't just jump up out the field and run into the silo. It's harvest time. It's time to work. It's time for you to do something. What do? You listen to the voice. You listen to God's voice and you do what he said. When it's full time, full harvest time, and God says, go meet Floyd at Sunflower. Go meet Floyd at Sunflower. Drive to New Albany and sit in the parking lot. I mean, whatever it is he told you, he might not, I mean, he'll tell you a wide range of things. It may not be stuff as dramatic as that. It may be just a thing of go home and sit down. He may tell you go home and sit down and wait for the phone to ring. You have no idea. He may tell you to go over to pastor's house and just go talk to your pastor. Who knows what his instructions will be? But you have to be willing to hear them. I mean, you have to be make yourself capable of hearing them, and you have to be willing to obey. So sum all this up. Of course, there are other ways God can get you a harvest. He can work miracles. He can surprise you, because I'm a witness to being surprised. He can surprise you and just show up. He speaks to somebody's heart and they make it happen. But one main way, how do you harvest? Obey the voice of the Lord. Thank you.